Democrats pass resolution condemning terms such as Chinese virus and Kung flu. By Amy Furr on September 18, 2020. Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives passed a resolution Thursday condemning terms such as Chinese virus used to describe the coronavirus as a form of anti-Asian sentiment, The Blaze reported. It passed in a mostly party-line vote of 243 to 163 with 14 Republicans voting with the Democratic majority in favor, the outlet stated. However, all other Republicans voted against the resolution. The Blaze article continued. The text specifically cites the phrases Chinese virus, Wuhan virus, and Kung flu as examples of anti-Asian terminology and rhetoric that has perpetuated anti-Asian stigma in the United States. It calls on lawmakers to denounce anti-Asian sentiment in any form, as well as all manifestations of expressions of racism, xenophobia, discrimination, anti-Asian sentiment, scapegoating, and ethnic or religious intolerance. A cluster of Republicans spoke out against the resolution and Representative Andy Biggs, Arroz, called it woke culture on steroids, according to the Associated Press, AP. Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, said it was ridiculous and a waste of time as the House was about to adjourn for the week and Democrats and the White House have so far failed to agree on additional coronavirus relief, the report said. In a tweet Thursday, Representative Grace Meng, DNY, who introduced the legislation, said she was thankful for her colleagues' support, adding, "We reject racism." Prior to the vote, Meng said the president's use of the terms China virus and Kung flu were wrong and dangerous. However, President Donald Trump told reporters in March that he did not consider Chinese virus a racist remark, saying he used the term to be accurate, the AP report said. Twitter recently blacklisted Chinese virologist Dr. Li Mengyan's account after she claimed the coronavirus originated in China, according to Breitbart News. Speaking with Fox News host Tucker Carlson, Dr. Yan alleged that China was covering up evidence that the virus came from a lab in Wuhan, the report said. "They don't want the people to know this truth. Also, that's why I got suspended, I got suppression. And, I am the target that China Communist Party wants to, disappear," she told Carlson.